Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Hurricane Maria could become the first Category 5 storm to hit the island of Puerto Rico since 1928. ABC News meteorologist Dan Peck has more on the storm's path.
Maria impressively going from a Category 1 hurricane on early Monday morning to a powerful Category 5 storm by the evening hours. Maria making its first official landfall at 9:15 Eastern Monday evening, the eye moving right over the Caribbean island of Dominica.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As moisture lifts in from the south, that will fire up a few thunderstorms across south-central Kansas. Windy and hot throughout the afternoon with a high 94, south winds gusting at 15 to 40 miles per hour. It'll be clear and breezy overnight, our low 71. Sunny, windy on Wednesday with a high near 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a fair sky, 69 degrees. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. Officials have backed away from offering a key incentive for a planned Tyson Foods chicken processing plant in northeast Kansas.
The Lawrence Journal-World reports Leavenworth County commissioners said Monday they're no longer prepared to issue industrial revenue bonds for the $320 million project south of Tonganoxie. The commission voted 2-1 to rescind previous resolutions favoring the $500 million in bonds to help finance the project. The resolution would have made the project eligible for an 80% property tax reduction. The commission's vote came 3 days after a town hall meeting persuaded local legislators to oppose the project. From 2,000 to 3,000 people attended, and many objected to the project. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man shot in a parking lot in West Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Monday at the new Caesar's Palace west of Central and West.
An argument had ensued between this 23-year-old male victim and also a 42-year-old male suspect. During the argument, the suspect brandished a handgun and shot the victim one time. Officers began diligent work in this case, and in doing so, they were able to develop a suspect and suspect information.
Suspect was arrested at a residence near 13th and Ridge in northwest Wichita for aggravated battery. The gun allegedly used in the shooting was recovered as evidence. City of Wichita will be seeking the public's input on what to do about a downtown convention and entertainment facility. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News, some changes may be needed for the round part of Century 2, such as moving conventions to another building.
We are leaning to just simply keeping it and modernizing it, but if there's overwhelming response to do something different, we'll listen to them. At the end of the day, the public's going to have to decide what they want to do and how they want to pay for it.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted Show here on KNSS. Russia is conducting some of its largest war games since the end of the Cold War, prompting concern among its neighbors and NATO, which has accused Moscow of concealing the real numbers of troops taking part. Vladimir Putin watched the exercises close to St. Petersburg.
The troops maneuvering on this huge muddy plain close to St. Petersburg are a glimpse of what's been called some of Russia's biggest military exercises since the Cold War. Russia says there's only around 12,000 involved, but NATO says the real number is likely far higher, perhaps as many as 100,000. The drills simulate a Russian response to an attack from a fictional country. Russia insists that the drills are entirely defensive, but for its neighbors, it's hard not to see something of a threat in them. Patrick Reeval, ABC News, St. Petersburg, Russia.
The Vatican says a document that seems to show its involvement in a teen disappearance in the 1980s is completely false.
The Vatican is calling false and ridiculous a document revealed by an Italian journalist that purports to show the Vatican paid some $250,000 to keep a teenager who went missing in 1983 away from the Vatican. Journalist Emiliano Fittipaldi says the document comes from inside a Vatican office and seems to show how the Holy See paid for the missing girl's expenses in London after she went missing. The disappearance of 15-year-old Emanuela Orlandi has remained unsolved for more than 30 years. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
98.7, 1330, KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for entertainment news this morning. The Blur with Ted Werber talking about the Emmy and the TV ratings to watch the Emmys. How many of us were tuning in and watching the performance, the Emmy shows?
Yeah, well, it seems that the Emmy Awards did not exactly resound with America's television viewers on Sunday night.
We still refuse to be controlled by a sexist...
Lily Tomlin, one of the many to call out Donald Trump on Sunday night's Emmys. Could that be one of the reasons why the politics-heavy telecast was essentially tied with last year's for the lowest audience ever? Of course, going up against Sunday night football also didn't help.
Hi, I'm Addison Shepherd.
Kate Walsh is best known for playing a doctor on TV's Grey's Anatomy in Private Practice, but she's just revealed her own health crisis. She tells Cosmopolitan 2 years ago she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Thankfully, it was benign, but she needed 9 months off to recover. Walsh currently stars on Netflix's 13 Reasons Why.
This is my last day at The View.
Jedediah Bila with that announcement on Monday's The View. The sole conservative-leaning panelist joined the ABC Daytime Chat Show in August 2016. She thanked her fellow panelists, said they'd always be friends, and teased a forthcoming book she's working on now.
And this has been just an amazing journey.
I'm Christopher Watson.
The new season of Dancing with the Stars got started last night on ABC, and Jerry Seinfeld begins the next chapter in his career.
On the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, the shark sunk. Shark Tank entrepreneur Barbara Corcoran's salsa lacks spice, landing her on the bottom, but not before giving some lip to Judge Bruno Tonio.
So you really have to push those hips.
Who is this guy?
I have no idea.
On top, it's a tie between Hamilton star Jordan Fisher and violinist Lindsay Sterling. Next week, it's the first elimination and two stars go home. Jerry Seinfeld's first Netflix project premiered this morning.
In the 70s, we were the new hot thing, stand-up comics doing this thing.
It's called Jerry Before Seinfeld, and it chronicles the stand-up star's beginnings on Long Island and in the New York comedy scene, mixed with stand-up. Netflix lured Seinfeld with a reported $100 million contract, which includes this special, another special, and his series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. And happy birthday, superstar guitarist and producer Nile Rodgers from Chic. He's 65 today. I'm Jason Athanson.
Netflix gives Jerry Seinfeld, who is already wealthy beyond his wildest dreams, $100 million. What do you think?
What's he going to do for that?
Oh, he's a couple of, once in a while, doing new series and stuff like that.
Well, and you say
more of his
that,
material.
And people out there say, well, you know how those people in the media are, you know, like Jerry Seinfeld on TV and... You know, and Steve and Ted on the radio, they make a ton of money.
That's true. People do think that.
They think that. Okay.
So we can find... Some people make a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
Some do not.
Some don't.
Few notable dates. It was 20 years ago today. The movie The Full Monty came out in the USA. Little movie made in Great Britain. About some out of work folks who are desperate for money, and they ended up becoming male strippers, and turns into a little success. It's a funny little movie. It was made for a budget of $3.5 million. It grossed $250 million. It turned into this huge phenomenon. It made a ton of money for the folks who put that thing together. And then a few years later, it was turned into a musical, and I was in that musical.
Yes, you were.
Years back at the Forum Theater.
Yes. Cavorting around naked.
Yes.
Buck naked on the
stage. That's
state.
Correct. Mm. The Full Monty, the movie that came out 20 years ago today in the USA. 25 years ago on this night, the debut of a TV show on Fox called The Edge. You ever watch this?
The Edge? No.
An ensemble cast. It had some folks that would eventually go on to make some other big stuff. Among the cast was Tom Kenny, the guy that would go on to be the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. A pre-Friends Jennifer Aniston. A pre-Newman from Seinfeld. Wayne Knight was in the cast. It was about a gun-touting all-American family and a cowboy known as Cracklin' Crotch. The series would also make fun of pop culture along
Cracklin'
the way.
Cracklin' Crotch.
There was also a running gag in which the entire cast would get killed off in various ways before the first commercial break.
Huh.
It was, some people said it was very crass, that it didn't belong on TV, but that's the kind of shows Fox was doing back then. They were trying to shock people to get people to tune into Fox, a new network at
the
time.
Gotta watch it. Yeah. You know. So like if you drive by a wreck or an accident, there's a lot of
you say, hey,
people lying around,
hey,
you're gonna stop and take a look, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the show The Edge that premiered 25 years ago tonight on Fox.
The Edge.
75 years ago on this day, the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon, The Dover Boys at Pimento University, or The Rivals of Rookford Hall.
I think I've seen
mostly known as The Dover Boys.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've seen this.
They're cartoon guys, but they're like real people cartoons, right?
And yeah, and it's a send up of kind of the turn of the century, go Harvard, go team type,
go Yale.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Pimento University, good old PU. It tells the story of the Dover brothers. You've got the athletic older brother, Tom. He's on a tandem bike that's doing a perpetual wheelie.
I remember this.
The middle child, Dick, who's on one of those huge wheeled penny farthing bikes.
The pedals
are too far away, and Dick can't reach the pedals.
Yeah.
And then the youngest is the fat, curly-haired Larry, who is on a tricycle.
Yeah, I remember him. Going to Pimento.
It was directed by a young Chuck Jones, cartoon legend. In fact, Chuck remarked that it was the first cartoon of his that he ever found that to be funny.
Funny, yeah.
Of course, he would go on to make some of the great classics of all time. And back in the 90s, this cartoon was voted among the top 50 greatest cartoons of all time by members of the animation field.
How about that?
It came out 75 years ago today. It's still funny. It's called The Dover Boys. Check that out online if you can find it. There you go. And we'll finish with a little bit of funny on his monologue last night, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live, talking about what else? Dancing with the Stars.
We had the season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, a.k.a. the Forgotten Celebrity Prom. It returned to ABC for season 25. Nobody ever imagined the show would go on this long. Who even knew there were this many unemployed stars? But there are, and it has. And this year, the cast includes both Nick Lachey and his wife, Vanessa Lachey, so we've been looking for an opportunity to burgle the Lachey house. Never been a better time than Monday night.
Jimmy Kimmel. Dancing with the Stars. Steve, I'll give you one guess. Where did I go to dinner last night? Pizza John's. Ding, 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 ding.
I got it!
Yep.
Yay.
And of course, they are one of our great sponsors.
They are.
They are our only sponsor. They entirely bring you entertainment news in the blur each and every day right here on KNSS.
Yeah.
Pizza John's in Derby. I went down there last night. Had a nice pepperoni beef pizza. Had a ton of that cheese bread. Hello. Oh, my gosh. I love them. I hadn't been there in a while, so it was time. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They've been around since 1969, serving up tasty pizza right down there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. The picture of Steve and Ted proudly hangs on the wall right there at Pizza John's in Derby.
Makes my cold can of beans sound kind of bad. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Now, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Yep,
you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 844, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, a new use for a Wichita house. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.